Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them concerning their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Martha here expressing this extreme grief and disappointment, believing that Jesus would have healed Lazarus. But Jesus has bigger plans in mind. And Jesus says to her, "Your brother will rise again." And Martha says to him, "Well, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" In other words, believers may die and be buried. That is not the end. And she said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who is coming into the world." Now, we can't be sure what Martha's state of mind was at this point, but it sounds that she was resigned to the fact that Lazarus was dead and gone, and that Jesus was perhaps only trying to make her feel better. Was that what she was thinking? Well, verse 28 says, "When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary, saying in private, 'The teacher is here and is calling for you.' And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him." Now, Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had met him. When the Jews who were with her in the house consoling her saw Mary rise quickly and go out, they followed her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. Now, when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." She said the same thing that Martha had said, but notice now a different response. When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirit and greatly troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" And they said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. The shortest verse in the entire Bible. There it is, 2 words. Why did he weep? He was God in the flesh. Surely he would not have had to weep, knowing the outcome of all things. And yet, this shows us how the Son of God himself was also completely human. He was deeply moved. Perhaps the emotion in the moment surprised him, just as sometimes it can overcome and surprise us. Jesus also had a special bond of friendship with this family, so it was a sad time. He may also have wept for the nation of Israel, which was going down the path of rejecting him, and he may have been weeping over the destruction that sin and the devil had conferred on mankind, the crowning glory of God's creation that had caused death to enter the world. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying?" And you see Mary and Martha wondering the same thing. And what do we ask in similar situations, perhaps? Where was God when tragedy struck our family? The truth is, he's there all the time, right by our side. Verse 38, then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. And Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, "Lord, by this time there will be an odour, for he's been dead 4 days." And Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen strips, his face wrapped with a cloth. And Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go."